Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The mass majority of Israeli Jews want a temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
A recent survey in Israel reveals the desire of the Jewish people, both the religious and secular Jews, who want a temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Our broadcast partner, Yoel Karen, in Jerusalem, has this report for us.
Just this last week, major newspapers in Israel, I couldn't believe it. I picked up the paper and I see large picture of the Temple Mount, and it was a new set of surveys of how many people want the Temple Mount, want a temple on the Temple Mount, how many people believe it's important for Jews to be visiting the Temple Mount. And unbelievably, the percentage of secular, non-religious Jews even, that want Jews on the Temple Mount and want a temple is a greater percentage than the ultra-Orthodox who want the temple and want Jews on the Temple Mount.
Wow, wow.
That may be hard to understand, but for an Israeli who understands the way the ultra-Orthodox mind thinks and how he believes everything must stay exactly as it is and never change, the temple is a very frightening thing for him, and he doesn't want it. He doesn't want to think about it. He wants to believe that when the Messiah comes, he'll bring the temple with him from heaven or something like that. It may very well be, and I've never said this publicly before, but it may very well be that just as the state of Israel was initially built and built up by the secular, the temple may well come about through the same means.
Yoel Karen reporting from Jerusalem with a very revealing report about Jewish desires for a temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. And that's the latest in my Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
According to a recent survey taken among both religious and secular Jews in Israel, it was revealed that the mass majority want a temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, which is an end-time scenario found in Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. According to Bible prophecy, there will be a temple in Jerusalem. That's Zechariah chapter 6 and verse 12, which says that the Messiah will build a temple on the Temple Mount. That will be during the kingdom period, that thousand-year period of time, when the Messiah Jesus Christ comes to rule on the earth. However, other Jewish prophets foretell of a temple before that kingdom, and that is talking about a temple that will stand there during the tribulation period. That can be found in Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, also in Matthew 24, verse 15, where Jesus said, "When you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by the prophet Daniel, flee for the wilderness." The Apostle Paul wrote also in 2 Thessalonians 2, 4, there will be a temple where the Antichrist will enter, and John the Revelator says that it will happen in the tribulation period. That's Revelation chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. This recent survey says that Jews want a temple in Jerusalem, and indeed, this is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...